Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 7:23. Frosty start. It is cold out there now, but we got sunshine later. And we'll see temperatures moving in the mid-40s this afternoon. I have 46 forecasted right now, 28 with Jeff and Jen at Cincinnati's Q102. Someone almost burned their house down by putting their Christmas tree in the fireplace. Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
No, don't.
On Saturday, someone in McKinney, Texas, tried to get rid of their Christmas tree by putting it in their fireplace and lighting it up. And that doesn't work.
I mean, I can understand the thought process, but then, you know, the judgment in the end is just a little bit off.
Yeah. Well, what happens is dried needles from the tree and the sap from the tree catch on fire way too fast.
Yeah.
And it produces like an extraordinary amount of smoke very quickly. And it will overwhelm your fireplace. Plus, these people, I guess they only put the top of their Christmas tree into the fire, so the fire like spread down the tree and into their living room before they were able to get the whole thing in. I guess they didn't break it down or cut it down or chop it up or whatever. Fortunately, the fire department was able to put it out before the entire house burned down, but there was smoke and a lot of fire damage to the house. Good luck getting that smoke damage.
Yeah.
Call Teasdale. What is it? Teasdale Fenton.
Bring him in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. One thing all Americans can agree on is we really do have the best bacon in the world and so many different bacon varieties.
I'll agree with that.
I would argue that the Wendy's Baconator is the greatest sandwich of all time.
It's a lot of bacon.
I didn't know that there were so many different styles of bacon. I went to Chicago one time and a friend of ours signed us up for a bacon tasting.
Fun.
And we went to this bar. And they sat us down at a table of four, and every 15 minutes, they brought you a different beer and a different pile of bacon. I'm talking a whole pound for the table to share. And I've never had so many different types of bacon. Curried bacons and candied bacons and peppered bacons and different cuts of the bacon and the way they cooked the bacon. We left. I mean, we were bloated the next day from the beer and salty meat.
They do a bourbon
so good.
And bacon event at New Riff. I mean, clearly they didn't do it last year, but that's something that they have been doing for the past several years. I think with either City Beat or Cincinnati Magazine, but it's similar kind of thing you're talking about.
It was really cool.
It's interesting because whenever I see a thick cut bacon on a menu, I'm always attracted to that because I'm thinking, you know, more is better. But the truth is I prefer my bacon crispy and just the regular cut, you know, actually the thinner, the better. You know, I'll have more of them, but I do prefer it more crispy. But, Canadian bacon.
Oh, I like that.
Some would argue that's just ham.
I like Canadian bacon. I'm not a big bacon eater. We eat turkey bacon at our house, which I'm wondering as you guys as bacon ambassadors, is that like a real bacon or how are you feel about turkey bacon?
It's not real
I
bacon.
I wouldn't buy it if it showed up.
I'll eat it.
It's fine.
I like it.
Yeah, but if it's sitting right next to real bacon.
Yeah, no. Forget about it. If it's sitting next to real bacon, I'll eat both.
For double effect.
Yeah. So a recent study analyzed thousands of Instagram posts about bacon and ranked all 50 states according to who loves bacon the most. The number one state is Nebraska, but Ohio did end up in the top 10. We're number eight. Number eight behind Nebraska, West Virginia, Iowa, Colorado, Connecticut, Missouri, and Alabama. And we beat out everybody else. The states that love bacon the least. What's wrong with these people? In Hawaii.
Well, they like the spam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're big spam eaters over there.
I was surprised to see they're not big fans of bacon in Kansas. Really? I think they'd love bacon in Kansas. Florida, California, New York. No? New Mexico, Nevada, Mississippi, Idaho, and Washington. I guess they don't love bacon as much as we do.
They're missing out.
How about pizza?
Do you like bacon on pizza?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think it gets salty sometimes. If you put
it can.
Much,
if, yeah. if you add other
don't do it
meats
with salt,
to it.
With sausage and pepperoni. You right. That's a bit much.
Yeah.
We made unless that mistake when we had that.
That's right. The pizza challenge.
Pizza eating challenge at
Raimondo's. Or yeah. what was it?
No, you're right. Raimondo's.
Was it Raimondo's?
Yeah. Raimondo's in Mount Lookout. Good pizza.
Yeah. I don't know if Tim, did you know that Jeff and I attempted to eat an entire extra large pizza at Raimondo's? If you do it in an hour, it's for free. But the extra large is like 3 foot in diameter or something like that. Like, it is massive.
Like, why did you get any toppings on it at all?
You had to. It was part of the rules. Like, you couldn't just eat cheese. It has to have two toppings. So I think we did pepperoni and bacon like idiots.
So
we
did no research. Did you finish it?
Oh, no. Like, half a slice.
Not even close.
A day and a half later, we did.
Yeah. Oh, man. We were really full. Jeff was like, we got to like the 47-minute mark and we were still on like the first or like half of the second slice. And Jeff,
the slices were huge.
Jeff was like, I'll just pay for it. It's fine. I'm just laughing the whole time.
Throwing money at a problem as usual.
Oh, that's when we realized we were not meant for the competitive eating world.
No.
That's what it took.
Well. Here goes the Nathan's hot dog challenge later this year. But I guess a website called Bonus Finder is hiring a professional binge watcher where they're offering to pay someone $500 to watch Netflix and eat pizza and then post reviews of the shows and the pizzas.
Man,
so,
if I could eat that much pizza and feel okay, I might be up for this job.
My favorite topping combination is mushroom, sausage, and ham. Mm,
that's salty.
That is salty.
But the ham is not that salty. And the sausage is the crumbled sausage. I get that from Jets. You know, when I do like the four corner or the acorn.
I have not had Jets since I moved to the farm.
Oh,
and
no.
That was a go-to for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do once in a while.
I love them.
I like the veggies. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Bacon, onion, banana peppers. That's like my favorite.
But I was with you. Like it sounded really salty to me. And Kristen's son ordered it one time. And I'm like, ooh, this actually is very good.
Very tasty.
Called the Auto Special. So anyway, if you're interested, you can apply on their website through February 12th. Netflix's website, you know, to watch Netflix and eat pizza for $500. You're going to be willing to post reviews of the show and the pizza. Apply on their website through February 12th. And unfortunately, they're going to pick a person at random. Like a lot of companies seem to do when you're applying for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 735. Cold start, sunshine later, highs in the mid-40s. It's 28 with Jeff and Jen. Now, I own Bitcoin, but I know nothing about it. I don't understand it. I leave it to the experts to make the calls on these things as part of a fund.
How do you know you own it?
It's part of a fund that I...
Ah.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, who knows? It's not a significant portion of my portfolio, but... There's a guy, I guess, named Stephen Thomas in San Francisco who owns quite a bit of it. He has a digital wallet with 7,002 Bitcoin in it, which means it's worth around $234 million.
Wow, that's a whole lot of money.
Stefan has got a serious problem. The private keys he needed to unlock his account are on an encrypted hard drive.
Ooh.
And this is where it, you know, for anybody who doesn't own Bitcoin, this is where they get lost. You have to have a password to be able to access it.
Mm-hmm.
And if heaven forbid you forget it, and this is the kind of thing, you know, you don't want to use as your birthday or something simple that someone can break because you can lose it all. Well, Thomas lost the password to that hard drive. And there's more. You only get 10 guesses at the password before the hard drive permanently encrypts its contents and cannot be unlocked. Well, Stefan has already made 8 wrong guesses.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
So he only has 2 more shots to figure out his password, or he's out $234 million forever.
I mean, there isn't someone at Bitcoin headquarters that he can answer a question like, what was your high school mascot?
Yeah, the security
and they
question.
Give him a
no.
Password.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because there is no Bitcoin headquarters in the sense that you're mm-hmm. talking about. It's Bitcoin is decentralized. There's no get my lost keys options. You either have them or you don't, and you're out of luck.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ain't that a mother.
So Stefan is just, he's laying in bed thinking about this.
Oh my God, $220 million?
Completely consumed him, staring at the ceiling. And, he, you know, he would have a moment where he's like, wait, I think maybe this is what it is. And then he goes to the computer with some new strategy and it doesn't work. And then he's desperate again.
Sure.
And he's gone through
panic.
This 8 times so far.
Oh my God.
So this poor guy is on the verge of losing.
Can he pay like a super hacker to unencrypt the, you know, hard drive?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, if you open it, I'm going to give you $20 million of my $220 million. I mean, somebody be willing to do that.
Yeah, it would cost you quite a bit, I would imagine. And
oh, man.
That's assuming there's a hacker out there that can pull that off with only 2 tries.
Is this a life lesson in writing down your passwords and putting them in a safe?
God, what is that awful $234 million lesson?
Yeah. Whoa.
And what kind of password combination do you think?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that because he owns them directly. Like, this isn't, you know, part of some
no.
fund he got through Fidelity.
It's not like you can just do, like, capital P, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. The ones that get
password
are where I sign up for something new or whatever, and I put my password in, whatever. I pick one of my mainstay passwords that I use, and then it's like, you got to have a specialty thing. And then I end up putting an exclamation point at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you got to have one of those type of characters. And then I forget that I had to
put the exclamation
6 months
point.
Later when I need to log back in, I'm like, what the hell was it?
We redid our website here at WKRQ.com. And I had to, like, in order to upload content to our new website, I had to recreate a password, which has been my password for probably since I started working here to update stuff to this particular website. And I kept putting in, like, you know, something similar, like Tim is saying, like Q102 exclamation point or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, not strong enough. I had to do like a 12 character password with lowercase, uppercase, both letters, numbers, and symbols. I wrote that puppy down in the back of this room because I'm like, I will never remember this in 1 million. There's no way. I'm always consistently going to be resetting this password, but I bet I won't get hacked. Maybe. I don't know.
Just go with gazebo exclamation point.
That's not good enough. I swear. It's like has to be capital gazebo exclamation point 102 underscore Cincinnati.
Well, you can substitute, like, you know, some letters for characters or something.
Oh, it was nuts. Tim, you still haven't reset yours.
No, to log into the website? No, the last 2 times I tried, it was like, this isn't working
anymore. It's not strong
enough.
And I was
just like, never mind. It's just, I'll do it later.
Ay. How frustrating.
It is so frustrating.
Yeah. Another news that didn't make the news this morning. Sunday morning, police in Lincoln, Nebraska arrested a 34-year-old guy after someone reported he was naked in his Toyota Camry.
Well, that is the best way to drive a Camry, I've been told.
Hopefully you got cloth seats. I think that vinyl, that leather or vinyl would be,
rough.
Cops found him naked and the guy was charged with indecent exposure. Cops let him go, but then the next morning he was back at it again, naked, in his Toyota Camry. And the cops have now connected him to 7 incidents of people reporting a naked Toyota driver.
Oh, wow.
I'd be like, how do you know I'm not just shirtless?
Yeah, because the higher up people in the SUVs can
see
them inside.
That's right.
And trucks and things like that.
Yeah, I've learned that now, driving a sedan.
Mm-hmm. That's why you wear pants now.
Pants back on. Anyway, they're putting together more potential charges against him. For now, he's only facing the one indecent exposure charge from when they caught him in the act. So there you go. And then finally, are you a gross, disgusting, filthy individual?
Yep.
Some of us are more gross than others. And they polled 10,000 people online and asked about different things a lot of us do, but don't talk about for the sake of grossing other people out. How many of these habits did they admit to? Do you pick your nose when no one is around? 93% said yes, they had no problem admitting it.
Yep.
43% have eaten it before.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
No,
that's Jen's favorite thing.
Oh, God, boogers are just, I can't.
Boogers go in tissues.
Oh, boogers go in tissues. That was a hard lesson learned in our house.
I have had that.
Jen's favorite statement.
Conversation about keeping your hands on the outside of your pants. I remember you talking about that on the air before.
Those were the big two.
So I don't know why all of a sudden Penelope just starts like, she just puts her hands down into the back of her pants and likes to feel her butt. And I'm like, our hands stay on the outside of our pants.
She might have worms.
Maybe. She's not scratching, though.
She's not scratching. I think she likes, is it all day long or just at night?
No, just randomly. But I think she likes the feel of her body.
She's figuring it out.
Which is nice.
She is your daughter, so
yes,
she's going to explore.
I'm down.
If I had joined that conversation a little earlier, I would have thought you were talking about her pet until I heard daughter. You know, she might have worms, you know. Should go get her checked out. In the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole hand washing thing because you're just too lazy? 69% said yes. Have you ever soiled yourself besides when you were a baby?
Yep.
36% of us have done it as a teenager or adult. I would imagine you'd have to be pretty not feeling well.
Not well. Been sick for a few days, maybe, and first venturing out into public domain and forget that you haven't been feeling well and sneeze really hard.
Yeah. Or if you feel like maybe you just have to pass gas and then all of a sudden you're like, uh-oh.
That's not what's happening.
That has happened.
Time for the tux.
Yep.
Yep. Have you ever wore the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row? 68% have, although I would think that number would be a little higher.
Yeah. Do you turn them inside out on day two?
Yes, you do. You wear them on the other side on day two.
Or do you just say, I got to stop at the house and change anyway before I go to work?
Or you just don't wear any underwear. Like if you have them on day one, day two, you're like, I don't think I can go without.
Just seal it in a Ziploc bag. Deal with it later.
That's an option as well.
Ziploc bag.
Do you ever pee in the shower? 83% of us do. They say it's good for the pipes.
Yep.
I done learned that here many years ago.
The greatest lesson that Jeff has ever learned on the morning show is pee is good for your pipes.
Well, you really are a wealth of random knowledge. Where have you learned all that stuff? I don't know. My favorite is like when one of our significant others or someone close to us says, I don't know, I heard somewhere that peeing in the shower is good for your pipes. Yeah, you heard it on our show. We talked about that.
My mom is the best. You know, I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were talking about this story where there was a fairy and a unicorn and a leprechaun, and they were in a throuple in Seattle. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, that was faker for real. Jen.
That was us.
Jen did that.
Yeah.
My mom says they a lot. They. Yeah. Who was they?
Yeah.
Well, they were saying.
Yeah. That was the show your child works on.
Yeah. It was us.
Have you ever popped someone else's zit?
Yes.
Yes.
I have,
not.
Actually.
Sometimes you just have to because it's like juicy in there.
38% of us have. And you ever, especially like, you know, if it's in a place where they can't reach.
Yep.
And it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta help someone, help a sister out. Do you ever stick your finger somewhere gross and then sniff them just because you're curious?
100%.
Yeah, you have to. How do you know that, like, if your ear, like, if you put your finger in your ear and there's fluid on there, you want to smell that to see what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. I used to get swimmer's ear as a kid all the time, and it had a very specific smell to whatever that fungus is that's growing in your ear, right? So now, as an adult, if my ear starts hurting, I give it a little...
Give it the sniff check.
Is it? Yeah, exactly.
Musky. 74% of us have admitted to that.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.